You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. While Senator Tammy Baldwin and Senator Ron Johnson both held virtual town hall meetings at the end of February, their views on Medicaid could not be any further apart. Melissa Kay has more.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies could just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care.
And a big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday. Over a half a foot is expected in northwestern parts of the state, with much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. It will create whiteout conditions. This will also be a heavy, wet, slushy snow type that's hard to clear with a layer of ice under it. So shovel in shifts and take your time. It's coined heart attack snow from overexertion. So try pushing the shovel rather than picking it up and tossing the snow. Leases for other data center projects have been canceled, but a several billion-dollar plan for southeastern Wisconsin remains on track. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha.
And Aspyrus Health says they finalized the purchase of 22 acres of land in Chippewa Falls for their new hospital facility. The organization recently received the final needed approvals from the city of Chippewa. And now they expect to break ground on the project this spring. They also say the facility could be fully operational in as little as 18 months following the start of construction. The hospital will be located on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and feature emergency services, inpatient care, lab services, and imaging services. And Marshfield wants to pass a new safety referendum that would help out their fire department. Because the city's fire department has had some big budget shortages back in 2021. That caused them to lose a few staff members. So this new safety referendum will cost over $255,000 annually. But it will give them the ability to hire two full-time firefighter paramedics, which returns them to their staffing they originally had 4 years ago. The fire department hopes that the nearly 50% increase in fire and EMS calls will spur an approval vote. More information on this referendum can be found on the City of Marshfield's website, and you'll be able to vote on this referendum on April 1st. The Trump administration's new tariffs take effect today. They'll raise taxes on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, three of the nation's biggest trade partners. All consumers will feel the effects, and so will producers like farmers. Savannah Tomayosan reports.
Wisconsin farmers are bracing for impact. Michael Slattery is a farmer in Manitowoc County. He grows corn, soybeans, and canning vegetables, and he exports lots of them to other countries. He has a decent idea of how these tariffs could impact him. In 2018, during Trump's first term, when he added tariffs to China and China retaliated, Slattery lost 60% of his revenue.
It takes decades to build up stable market relationships between an exporter and an importer. And so we were losing our biggest importer of agricultural produce because of these Trump tariffs.
Farmers would be affected twofold on exporting their products, and tariffs would raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts necessary to their operations. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products. China, Canada, and Mexico are some of the state's largest trade partners.
And in an attempt to get the lead out, a Milwaukee school was emptied out yesterday. An MPS building closed and officials aren't sure when it'll reopen. The Milwaukee Health Department recently found lead after testing in four MPS schools. And a trio of teams from North Central Wisconsin will play for a state hockey championship this week in Madison. Here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska.
The Central Wisconsin Storm are looking to defend their championship in girls hockey, making their 16th appearance at state. Tomahawk is the top seed in boys hockey Division II, making it back-to-back years seeking their first state title. And perennial power Wausau West is back at state in Division I for the 18th time, looking to win a championship for the first time in 14 years. State hockey begins Thursday in Madison.
A certain type of vehicle is being targeted in Milwaukee, and it's not the one you're thinking of. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the strange way of staying safe these days.
If you own a Nissan, get yourself a nice metal box or some tin foil. The recent rise in thefts of those vehicles in Milwaukee is said to be intercepted key fob data, with it now being recommended to cover up your key. Criminals are using a reprogramming tool to snag the signals from the air and make their own versions of your key. Milwaukee police say this type of theft has happened at least 9 times recently.
And the United Way of Marathon County is opening up a life survey to the public. The survey will be online and available in 9 different languages. They want to know the issues that people care about most and what they can do to solve them. In the past, people were randomly chosen to take this survey, and now they want as many responses as possible. You have until the end of May. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. The price of most licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. And some of those increases would essentially double the cost for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005. But Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. And it's time to apply for the 2025 elk hunt. The application period for the hunt is open now until May 31st. Residents can purchase the elk license application online through the Go Wild License portal or in person through a licensed sales agent. When filling out the application, potential hunters will be asked to select the specific zone they're applying for. And DNR officials say this year's elk hunt will include more opportunities in the Black River Elk Range. And Girl Scout troops are actively selling cookies now through the end of March. Boxes are available to buy at local grocery stores here in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team has signed 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had 3 possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won 2. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly 4-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number 1 at theaters for a 3rd week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in 3rd place was the horror film The Monkey in its 2nd week of release, and holding down 4th place was Paddington in Peru. 5th place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with showers today, our high in the low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely, and it could be heavy at times with rain changing to snow after midnight. And then more snow tomorrow. We could get about 3 to 5 or more inches of snow through Wednesday, with strong wind creating blowing snow through Wednesday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.